All right, y'all ready? Let's do this shit.
Yeah.
T-Pain.
Two Blunt Podcast. What's going on, mofos and mofets?
Mofos and mofets.
Why we in the red, though?
Why we in the what? Why we in the red?
We level it up.
Let's get it out of there.
There we go.
Yeah, I think.
What up, y'all?
Oh, wow.
What? That's just tips.
Somebody mad about the tips.
Give me tips. I pour your drinks.
You get no tips.
Give me tips.
That's hilarious.
Until you know how to make an LIT, you tip me.
Oh, that's Long Island. I was like, what, LIT? Long Island Iced Tea.
Dude, he's out lit.
See, y'all should slang it as that.
You think so? You think we're going to get more tips?
Because lit is the new shit, you know what I'm saying? So
that
might slang a couple extra drinks out there. Be like, you want to get lit? Get you a lit. And they won't even know you're getting a basic ass drink that's been around since the beginning of drinking.
Rum and Coke. Just get a rum and Coke. Just call it lit.
Cuba Libre.
You gotta change the name on it. It's like weed.
Rebranding.
It's like weed. Put some weird ass fucking name on it. They'll buy it.
We just pour what's in the mat.
Cause I was at the dispensary and somebody bought cheetah piss just cause it was cheetah piss.
Jesus Christ.
It's cheetah piss though.
How cheetah piss dust or leaves?
What are you smoking on, bro? You smoking no cheetah piss?
No, I'm smoking Golden Goat.
You don't want to smoke cheetah piss, though?
Nah, you know, I'm good.
I'm smoking something around that same era.
I don't know. Is it a hybrid? What is it?
Durban poison. Like that same...
Oh, I fucks with sativas. I can't fuck with indicas.
You don't like going to sleep or whatever. Ooh. They say?
Nah, I'm that couch, the commercial with the couch.
The deflated dude?
Yeah, you put a fucking... Give me an indica, I'm out.
Really?
I want to say...
Yeah.
Back when I was smoking out the vapes, it was the Durban poison.
The vapes?
I fucked with
Durban.
Yeah,
I had an ex-girlfriend who liked to vape it. And that's when Cosmos came out.
So you would just get high on vape?
Your boy will vape it out and just watch Cosmos.
Neil deGrasse Tyson.
That was my nightly ritual.
I believe everything he says.
Talk to Neil.
Yeah.
So, dude.
I like that show so much.
I've never watched it.
Oh, it's a good one.
God damn it.
I don't fuck with space like that, man.
You don't fuck with all the space.
Man, you get that.
I got enough problems dealing with the shit on ground right now. Like,
Not on ground.
Fuck all this other shit. I ain't got time for all that shit.
Okay,
I don't know. Not really my shit.
That nigga said when they brought up space in school, nigga. When they brought up space in school, nigga. I checked out.
I super fucked up. What was that? Astronomy class in college?
Yeah, you like that.
Nah, I hated that shit.
Nah.
That motherfucker told me to go outside for 30 days straight and sit in the same spot and draw the sky. The fuck I look like?
Can you not take a picture? Y'all didn't have phones back then? What the fuck?
Fuck I look like?
Y'all didn't have
that.
Like a camera?
No, you're supposed to draw it and keep a...
Can
I'm
you
out.
Draw like that, man?
No.
Dots and shit?
Dots. Exactly.
Did you connect?
What you were supposed to like...
Nigga, I would have
had supposed to like track the stars or some stupid shit.
I would have lied my ass off. I would do some math.
I hit that withdraw quick after he told me that shit. I was out.
You quit?
Yeah, I dropped out.
You just did the whole thing in one night. Just faked it out. How would he... He ain't gonna know. He ain't...
Why would I even...
Just draw 30 pictures.
Why would I do that?
He can go, but like, first
clearly
of all, this star is going against
you. Was enough to be like, this ain't for you.
You went and withdrew.
Go do some other shit. Go.
Well, that was the first project?
Yeah.
Damn. So I thought they had.
So I took business writing instead.
Better idea. Better idea. Makes more sense.
It fits.
Seemed more profitable.
Yeah. We out in college. What you doing?
But can you see now?
Learning how to make money. What are you doing?
You
think I'm
drawing stars? 4 o'clock in the morning with a feather in his cap?
Damn, with a feather in his cap.
That shit was funny. He said that and like there was like 10 people that were like, yo, what the fuck? Like, we have kids. This is community college. Like, this, what do you think you got us doing? Like, we can't be out here. Like,
go out.
I got a job, motherfucker. Let me go tell my boss, hey, man.
Like, I can't be
anymore. I need 5:30 off for the next 30 days because I got to draw these stars or I got to come in to work every day so I can sit over here. No, I'm cool.
See, that's not going to... That wouldn't work for real people.
It doesn't.
And we're talking about community college.
That's half the reason.
That's why you got to hit with
nobody go finishes college, man. A lot of people don't finish because it'd be some bullshit.
That nigga said...
I realize that. It'd just be a whole bunch of fluff bullshit that make motherfuckers like, why do I need all this? Why do I need to go through a science class if I'm trying to get a business degree.
Because it's for profit.
Just kidding. Just teach me what I need to know, man.
Because if I'm at the top, welcome I need to I the need two that blunt
flat earther podcast.
Let me get my fucking macroeconomics, micro, yeah, that's all true. That shit. But don't give me fucking English.
Again, like again. English, what? Like what? English again. Fucking
and it felt like
don't let me get point started
that
on
shit
English.
Felt
buddy.
Like 11th grade English. Fuck. Like what the fuck?
If I'm gonna pay
do?
For college, I don't want to take English.
Why would I need to take I'm that? I'm especially major. After talking about it every day. English in my life. English at school.
Exactly.
That is the most irritating class ever.
I had to take a fucking history class, and I was like, "This has is it business history?" And they were like, "No, it's just basic history." Like, the fuck am I doing?
Taking you're like, learning about. Benjamin Franklin, maybe doing something. We don't know. I wasn't there.
Man, we had to do...
That's goofy.
We had to do some presentation about somebody, like a famous person. I did Tupac just because I didn't give a fuck.
That's a famous person.
A cop-out.
How was it a cop-out?
Because I knew everything, so I didn't have to do no research.
Why
so I was just like, cool.
Just do that anyway.
But yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, do. So what the fuck am I wasting my time for? Like, we got to be better.
You got to teach people about Tupac for some reason.
They did not give a fuck, just like I didn't give a fuck about anybody they was talking about.
Do you not remember anybody else's but yours? Damn. Yeah, college agent for people.
No, I was that dude. I just sit in the back corner.
Damn. You didn't socialize? You didn't
80%
go to the
parties? Of the time I passed out, or I would just put my book up, and then I would just sit there and be on my phone.
Did you sit with the chair backwards?
Nah, because I lean. Teach? I'm one of them motherfuckers that tilts.
Oh, you the leaner?
Yeah, tilting the chair. Yeah. So, yeah.
Being my size, you can't do that. You break know. Chairs.
I've had a couple fails, you know, where the shit just continue to slide and you just, nope.
Not
right
broken
out
legs.
From under you, but.
Straight the legs. Bust the legs down.
Damn, Shaq.
Yeah.
You just be shacking seats. Yeah.
Keaton was a heavy boy.
Very husky human being.
Why did I hear? I heard Morgan Freeman
stout.
Say that. Keaton was a heavy boy.
Keaton
and the chairs weren't go good in Mississippi. So one thing led to another.
Chairs broke.
And down he went.
Down goes Keaton.
Some say he could see better from the ground.
Andy Dufresne.
Oh, man.
I think I've watched that movie too many times.
What's going on with y'all, man?
Me?
Yeah.
Man.
What you been up to?
I'm telling you right now, I'll be honest. I'm not even going to like saying this. I've been playing Elden Ring.
Wow, here you go with that bullshit.
He got it.
Anyways, Johnny. What's happening, Johnny?
You ain't going to like what I'm about to say either.
Oh, shit. You been playing it too?
I've been playing Horizon Zero Dawn. Horizon Forbidden West, my nigga.
I got to get my nerd on sometime. I took a week. I took a break. You know what I'm saying? I got sick. I had the little coffee sniffles.
Oh, shit.
So.
You had the vid?
No, the vid.
You had the COVID?
I had a cold, and that's because I've been around humans not wearing masks. We back on that now.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
That's true. Now you got a cough. COVID?
Yeah, had to cough up all kind of cold. Mm-hmm. For like a week straight, I was like, God damn. So, yeah.
You're just out here nasty, huh?
Nasty.
Well, now you don't have to wear it on the planes. You don't have to wear a mask anymore.
I'm still wearing that shit.
Have to is like a
you goddamn right on
the plane. I'm still wearing that shit on the plane. I'm cool. Mm-hmm. I'm wearing that in the airport. I'm good.
I don't like recycling air.
I don't.
Yeah.
I don't like being in the plane in the first place.
Do you not, sir? Do you especially like taking fried chicken on the plane with
half
you?
Half America showed their ass.
Oh, you stupid, man. So we had a conversation chicken? About... You're not supposed to eat on the plane, man. Like,
eat on the plane.
You're not supposed to bring some
bring
outside
the fried chicken
food
on the plane.
And shit. Like, it's weird. So
dip it in the sauce.
Came back from Vegas. And I went to the Popeyes in the airport, but I ain't have time to eat it. Uh-huh. So we get on the plane, and I just, you know, football tucked that shit and just held it. And my girl was like, why don't you just eat? And I was like, because that's weird. I don't want to be the nigga that's permeating fried chicken in this tight-ass space, like, and everybody just looking over like, oh.
He
want
to share, but he can't.
Just
you brought chicken, huh? That's you? Like, so it's weird to bring food. No, I wouldn't bring, no. I'm not bringing no fucking
I mean,
shit.
I will. I'll have some Twizzlers on the plane.
Some snacks. Like you know that. What I'm saying?
Whole burger. You wouldn't bring a whole burger on the plane. Lettuce,
I wouldn't.
Tomato,
I wouldn't bring
pickle,
food on the plane.
Mustard. You wouldn't bring food on the plane.
No,
Brian ate
I don't
so much
bring,
shit on the plane.
I don't bring food on the plane, man.
I have packed up.
I'm just not hungry
food.
Up there.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like that's the time to like engage
know.
In a gourmet meal.
On
like,
long flights, I get a little drunk up there, so I need to.
You know,
need
I
to
get
feed
that.
Drunk. Yeah.
If you're flying to London or something like that, or you're flying to like. Bangladesh. This is another international flight.
16 hours. Yeah,
I'm trying to get a little drunk up there. Have a little food. Fuck yeah.
But see, I can't get drunk on a plane either.
Damn. So the, would you eat out of Vegas? I gotta
be drunk when we get down.
Because you said it gotta be far.
It ain't even gotta be far. You can fly.
Vegas
me.
Is what, like an hour?
Yeah.
Hour.
You can fly me to Colorado Springs. You're trying to get party up that motherfucker.
That's the weirdest shit too.
It's like a 15-minute party.
Who the fuck flies from, like,
yeah, from here to Colorado Springs, and it's possible.
They be doing that shit.
It is.
The mountains too. I be seeing Vail and shit.
I would fly to the mountains if I had the thing. I'm not trying to.
You wouldn't drive?
I don't. I'm going to tell you right now. I'm from Arkansas.
How much does that ticket cost?
Too much, but I'm telling you right now.
I got a Kia, like Ash got a Kia, and we took it into the mountains, we'll never take it to the mountains again.
Oh, I get that.
So yeah. I get that, but even then, like that's just, but you gotta that's think, further than Colorado Springs. Colorado
on that Springs level, is the one. If you're flying from Denver.
You can drive a Geo.
To Vail. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, DIA, just because it's so far from the city,
don't make no
it's
sense.
Damn near 30 minutes already. So you're if you go into the Springs, you halfway there. Like,
yep.
What the fuck? Just keep it pushing. Like,
just go that way.
You know what I'm saying?
You'll
I don't
be
know.
There.
I never understood that. I saw that shit.
I think it's because of just laziness.
Like, I guess, I don't know.
Convenience, you know what I'm saying? You got the money.
How
I ain't
convenient.
I'm trying
though.
To cut off 30 minutes of my life.
You know what I'm saying?
You got to go through security, clear check.
You got
the clear check.
You got the clear check. You got.
I did the clear. We did the
clear. The clear. You got
weird.
If you fly into Colorado Springs, you got the clear. Don't skimp on the flight. You know what I'm saying? Fly first class. Eat a little something. Steak.
There is no first class. That shit is
front of the plane.
That shit got to be like 15 minutes.
Got to be like a 10-minute flight.
10-minute flight.
He's
going to do-do.
You don't even get crackers. You get a hello and a hi.
I don't even know if you get that. It might be you and the pilot.
Damn.
Might just be like, just get on,
if it's
man.
Like that, then it might as well be just you and the pilot, and you just get that cool little instructional flight.
Oh, man, you just out there with the pilot? You just out there in the cockpit and shit, watching the flight being taken off?
We're going to do that. We each going to fly to a different spot
you
in Colorado.
Fly to La Junta.
Denver.
You can fly to the Springs.
I'm not flying to the Springs.
You go to Vail. I'll go to where it's like.
Damn, how come Johnny get to go to Vail?
Well, whatever. I mean, fuck it. Draw straws for drafts. I don't know.
Draw straws for drafts.
I don't give a fuck.
Oh, shit. All right. That's whatever.
Y'all. So we'll do it. You fly. We leave at the same time. The same time man. You leave your house to get to the airport to get to your flight to get to Colorado Springs. The same
you should
time,
race.
Yo, I will crazy. Leave and drive to Colorado Springs.
You gotta
we'll
be
see
there.
Who gets there first.
You gotta be there 45 minutes. You gotta take bags.
I know.
What you gotta do is take bags to make it fucked up. Take a bag. You gotta check a bag.
Yeah, because yeah,
you gotta be there 45 minutes. So you gotta be there an hour at the airport before.
Hell
your
man.
Ride has to drop you off at the airport, and
they're
still gonna be late picking you up.
Yes.
Be late picking you up, probably.
That's an asshole move to make anybody take you to the airport.
This
like,
is your idea.
Is
I'm just fleshing
rudest,
it out.
That's
a
just
bit.
One of the rudest fucking things you
so
can ask.
So who's
somebody.
Gonna take you to the airport and pick you up?
Nobody.
We're gonna do this thing you said we're gonna do.
I mean, I'm just.
You wanna do
I'm
it?
Gonna drive.
You're gonna
I'm
drive.
Gonna drive to the spring. You're
wait
gonna,
a minute. Wait.
Yeah.
I'm sure. That you can drop him off at the airport
and then get
to Colorado Springs before he's boarding because he's got to be there
an hour before
because of fucking security.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
These stupid motherfuckers, bro. These are some stupid people.
They triggered Johnny, huh?
Jesus.
Johnny, all right?
That's just idiotic, bro.
So you're flying to Vail.
Fly to Vail. At least Vail is 4 hours away.
You big dummy. Is it?
Yeah. Right. Vail is 4 hours away. So it makes more sense
is
to
it?
Fly to Vail. Yeah.
Okay.
Because you got to go through all the windy, twisty turnies.
That is super sketchy.
Okay, yeah.
Colorado Springs. Is
still.
Down the street.
Literally. It's down I-25, man.
Yeah, that's. I don't understand that shit. But I ain't going. Oh, I am going. Beginning of the month.
1 hour and 10 minutes, bro.
That's a drive.
And that's if
drive.
You're not
hour
speeding.
And 10
that's
minutes driving. So then the flight time is probably like 15 seconds.
45. It's 45.
It's a 45 minute flight.
It's 15 minutes.
Why would you
for
take $240? Why would you take a connecting flight from Denver to Colorado Springs?
You just want
to
be bougie.
So you're going to fly to like Phoenix and then you got to come back.
That's for people who ain't got shit to do, bro.
What the fuck is that? Like, how does that
$240?
Who does that?
Round trip, bro.
Hey, who's man, if anybody listens to this and they do some shit like that, please hit me up. I would love to have a conversation.
Pull up Naka's house on Saturday.
Is that the emissions? Is this?
Yes, it's -42% the emissions because 100% probably would have been better. if they would have never taken these flights going on.
So nonstop is $240 round trip.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's insane.
600.
Wait, that's a. Did it say?
It's a 10-hour trip, bro. It'll
take you 10 hours. There's an option for a 10-hour flight.
Yeah, stop in DFW.
Why
are you flying to Texas to go? I mean, just seriously.
Oh shit!
That's wild.
That's the returning flight. We had to get back, going from Colorado Springs to get to Colorado Springs. Went to Dallas first.
So you jumped. That's somebody that's like, "Hey, can I get a ride?" And you're like, "I'm going the other way," and they're like, "That's cool." No, I'm going the wrong way.
$603.
Yes.
Four, because you want to be in airports. I think that's the only reason you would take this flight.
That's it. If you're a flight attendant, that's the only reason why you take this flight.
They probably don't even take that shit. They'd be like, man, I'll just meet you at the airport.
This is sad. This is an option. This is an option.
That's crazy.
It is an option.
For the returning flights.
Kind of bougie.
You got any trips soon besides this one?
No.
We're going to have to set up a motherfucking... We're going to have to set up some fucking share shit. Somebody going to have to help fund this project.
It's going to be $1,000 project. Where you shit, go? I nowhere.
$40 in gas. And I said, that's just so I have some extra.
You want to try to race the plane? How about that? I bet I can beat you to Colorado Springs.
Well, we already determined that. That's well, let's happen. Let
somebody else not determine that and have
your
the race.
Your airport wait time is the trip.
The funniest part some about it is know, that it's only... 25 minutes shorter.
Yeah.
That's all you save.
Maybe. Like, no, you don't save because you have to be at the fucking airport an hour early.
But I'm saying the actual trip time is only 25 minutes shorter.
Oh.
Because hour and 10 by car, hour and 2 by the way, everybody else's drive.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it's a 45 minute flight.
But that nigga cut 8 minutes off the trip. That was weird.
I do. I will. He took 8 minutes. I will take 8 minutes. You give E-470 as an option. You knock it 8 minutes off that trip.
You're talking about E-470? 8 minutes, my man?
8 minutes. That's what you pay for.
That's wild.
I don't know if my 8 minutes is important enough, you know?
So, now that we figured out that... Yeah, you just got to be blowing money for no reason.
You got to be balling. You got to be Sierra. Where are we going this weekend, kids? Colorado Springs. You want to take the long flight or the short one?
Like, damn.
Wow.
Mom, I ain't trying to go back to Dallas to eat Whataburger again.
Is that what they said?
I don't know. I'm just making all this up.
I mean, you know, they be doing that shit, bro.
Did you see that house they moved into?
No, I saw the article, though. They got
that shit's right down the street from the crib.
Hell yeah. Let's go. Just
fucking up my neighborhood now.
They not, man.
Coming in
Future
here.
Gonna be at your house. You're gonna be like, you know what
I'm saying? Oh, Russell.
Future come kick it at the crib. You
he
know?
Is. Get he
it,
got,
be a block down. Down.
You know, we got the kid.
It's right on the corner. Right on University in Hamden. It's that little neighborhood back there.
Oh, okay.
Damn, I just threw they shit out. Just put they shit on blast.
They put they shit on blast.
I know.
It's an article.
I know. That's how I know.
There's nothing you can do about that.
So I guess fuck it.
Fuck it, right. Future gonna be at the house with the crib.
Like, hi, Sierra. You spelt your name wrong.
Did she? I don't know. It's a name.
Oh.
Not really clear on that one, Johnny.
Man, I'm telling you. Because some of these names that I would like when I'd be making shirts, customs, and shit, and some of these names, I'd be like, yo.
Ooh.
Huh? Is that just, I have to confirm that. Like, are you sure that's how you spell it? I will quickly make a draft.
Please advise.
Make a quick draft of what it'll look like. It ain't even close to what it's going to look like at the end, but just put the name on there and be like that.
Mm-hmm. You got to point it.
That's how you proofread it right there.
So then
you want to see it on the shirt.
It's wild, but you got any summer trips coming up? Summertime coming up, right?
I want to do some hiking.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Caucasian activities.
God damn.
I'm all for it, you know.
I play guitar, you know.
What? I mean, I like...
You like playing guitar?
I'm not 100%.
I like Caucasian activities, you know? I like to go do some shit. I like hiking and, you know, we do some shit.
I want to do hiking. I want to camp. I know you're not going. I know. Yeah, that's fine.
There's stipulations.
What is that? Glamping? I'll glamp.
You'll glamp?
Yeah.
I'll glamp. I want to shoot something. I want to fish something also.
You want to fish? See, I've gone fishing. That's you know, that's part of it. But that's everybody like to fish.
But I feel bad because
I just don't fish because I don't eat that shit.
Yeah.
Like,
you just going to throw it back, huh?
That's just I'm just right around here just hooking fish in the mouth and then throwing them back out. Like, just all traumatizing with an open wound in the water. You see what I'm saying? Just traumatizing the motherfucker. That's like walking downtown just randomly punching someone and just be like, get up. You all right?
Well, they do that.
Just push them down the street. You all right, man? Go ahead. I'm out here just doing this for sport. Like, nah, man.
Oh, bro, don't worry, all right, man.
Tyson nigga like, hey, you see this? You know, you even bait him. Like, yo, look, hey, man, you hungry? You want this burger? Just punch him in the mouth and be like, nah, you can't even have a burger either.
Can you imagine? Like,
it'd be fish don't even, do they even get the worm?
No, but it's a profession. It's a sport. Can you imagine, like, Mike Tyson doing that?
Yeah, they use fake shit. They use fake worms and shit. They don't even give him a real one.
No, no, nope. It's just, that thought is so stupid. Like, professional people punching, like fishing.
I feel like
I'm saying
it would clean up downtown. About the
same to me.
That is so funny.
They used to have that bum fights.
Just Evander Holyfield out there.
Just out there.
We found one. We found a nigga. We got this motherfucker.
But I'm just saying, like,
run up, knock a nigga out, slide down the street,
that's school fishing, down the alley,
and they pick the nigga up. Look, go look at this big one.
Look at this big blast.
This nigga 6'5". This nigga 6'5". I got this. He 280.
But why it gotta be Mike Tyson and Vander Holyfield?
I don't know.
That's you like could using do it. A you gigantic
I would be the
hook.
Guy getting hit.
Nah, but why?
Because I'd be amateur, right? You know
what I'm saying? But it's the same thing, though.
I definitely. Saying. Oh, yeah, because he'd be like big old.
Because when you go fishing, you go and you get a boat. Or you sit right in they hood. You sit right at the lake, the water, wherever. And you throw some shit out there to get their attention.
That they like.
And then snatch them up by their mouth. Like, ooh, just hook. Shit.
Those poor motherfuckers.
Not even, like, just grab. Like, I can respect the cats that just be in the water and just grab them, just bear hug motherfuckers.
That's oh, like catfishing all them?
The nigga with the spear shit.
Like, I'm cool with that, because then you really do it. Like, that's cool. That ain't too inhumane.
And you hugging them, you know?
Okay, hey. But, you know, we started this conversation
that's
with.
That's the same thing as just walking them. Just, yeah. And just.
That's right, funny.
Man, you good.
So we're going fishing. Huh? We get out there.
We can go fishing.
Yeah.
I ain't touching the worms.
You're not touching the worms?
If we use live worms.
I don't. Hey.
And I'm not touching the fish if I catch them.
Damn. Naka, so, what the fuck?
I'm just going to kick it. I'm just going
to hang out. I'm just watch there for company.
I like the view, you know. Just,
we'll tell you how to okay. fish.
I'm just going
to
take in nature, you know.
Birds.
That's.
Oh, my God. That is goofy. Okay, so.
Johnny, you fish?
Oh, my God.
No.
No?
No. Every time I've gone fishing, I've never eaten the fish.
You've never eaten a fish?
No.
Do you eat fish?
I like salmon. I mean, that don't mean I like, you know, little tiny fish from weird fucking lake somewhere in the mountains.
Some perch.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to do something to the fish.
Some catfish.
I can't just eat it.
Some
like
bass.
That.
No, I'm not eating none of that shit.
Yeah,
no.
The last time I went fishing, it was a whole bunch of people, and we got full off of the beef jerky that we had to snack on while we was fishing. So we ended up having to, we gutted the fish, and we was about to cook it, and everybody was like, I'm not hungry anymore. So then we were like, that's fucked up. We just murdered 7 fish for no reason. So they had, he was gutted and everything, so we had to take them all the fucking way down, because you can't just leave carcasses around. That'll attract other things, so. You got to take it all the fucking way down, put it in the stream and shit.
So you said somebody else's campsite.
So washes up at somebody
over
else's.
Someone else's.
Say on Colorado
so
News.
Bear, then the go bear fishing. Came through.
Deer attack.
Deer attack.
The deer attracted the bear. The
okay,
bear.
So we got hiking.
Hiking, yeah.
We got fish. Nah, nah, nah. I guess we're going to go fishing. I'm just going
to
kick it.
Yeah, I want to do twice the amount of rage rooms. Because they when you get those slow-mo.
You can do that whenever, though. I thought we talking about summertime shit. Like,
yeah. I feel like that's some summertime shit, though. I don't know why I be sweating. It didn't mean to my sweat. That's some, it's hot outside somewhere.
You ever fuck with the e-bikes?
Bro.
You know, I'm going scooting.
I'm a scooter nigga.
I'm scooting.
Those are fun.
Those are so great.
The e-bikes, them shits is dope.
I'm scared of the e-bike. I might like that shit
you
too
can
much.
Rent one. Rent one first.
I'm it's so scared. Worth it. I mean, I want one.
It's worth it.
I want to get on it.
You
just
that
scoot.
Throttle and you just be,
and it feel like the scooter just give you a little pull back and everything.
Oh, it's a lot of pull. Like the ones we rented, they went up to like 20 something.
Oh, you can get a wheelie on that thing.
You go wheelie that shit.
We was over by the Aurora Reservoir, yeah. So there's that big ass path. Yeah. So you just be on the path around the reservoir. Hit that shit, gone. That shit's dope, man.
I did that shit like catch him on the run.
Yeah, you can, that shit's pretty fun.
I haven't done the e-bikes. I saw they had
new. Do they have that up in Estes Park and all that? Cool little e-bikes or some type of way of getting around besides just walking and driving?
I don't know. That shit is hilly, bro.
Estes Park, I know they have a shuttle. They have a shuttle that takes you to Rocky Mountain National Park.
I don't trust the shuttles, man.
You don't? They drive these roads.
They're just always the ones that's like fucking falling over the mountain and shit.
Nah, it just
look at the drone. Little bus.
It's just a little small little shuttle bus that just take you to these spots. Like, it'd be on the road still. They just drop you off next to the fucking side and be like, get out. There you go.
There it is.
Now go take that path and fall off your damn self.
Like, well, you can fall off these things?
I don't know. I mean, yes.
I guess so. You're right. It's the mountain.
I do not have an outdoorsy wife.
So. She's clumsy. It'll just be me. You be clumsy.
We went to Rocky Mountain National Park once, and the fucking shuttle system, the way it comes and goes and shit, you know, they only do it for so long.
Yeah. Mm-mm.
So you can't go. We couldn't go too far because we was like, well, we ain't got to get stuck in this motherfucker. Like, we got to get back. True. So true. We took the drive once, and that shit fucked me up because your boy don't like heights.
Yeah.
And that road.
A little windy.
There's just one road.
It's a little
just
close.
Nah, that's too much for me. I can't fuck with that. Like,
heart racing?
Duh. Boy, I was cussing for no reason. This is a whole bunch of cussing.
Did you drive?
No, I didn't drive, and that's what made it even worse.
That's going to make it worse for sure.
Because I got trust issues, so I don't trust anybody with my life like that.
Yep.
And sitting on the passenger side, it's just right there, man. Like, that edge is, and it's like, yo, scoot over, but you can't because it's two lanes.
And it's just two lanes.
And then you got them cars hitting
them
corners.
So you
got to
trust the lane.
And then them corners, they be coming around. You'd be like, yo.
What mountain did you go up?
Rocky Mountain National Park.
That thing is like that? I thought it was like, I didn't think it was.
There's parts where it's like the side and it's just two lanes. And then, like, you'll hit like a rest spot. And then they have like a little tour spot. And then they have a spot where you can get out and park and then climb up some more and check some shit out. But then, yeah, it's just one road. It goes from one end, you go all the way through, and then it comes down, and they take you out at Estes Park, and then the other one is on the other side of some shit.
I'm going to let you know, my bravery is only activated when it needs to be.
You might need it.
It's nice when you get up there, though, like, when you be up there, and you're in a spot where, you know, you feel safe, like, but that road is to drive, fuck me up.
There's a mountain out there. Like, you know how we have our view, when we look west from Denver and Aurora, you see
Lookout
Pikes
Mountain?
Peak. I'm talking about north of that. So you have like the three big ones that we see.
Mm-hmm.
Pikes Peak is in the middle, and then you see all the shit in front and all that kind of stuff. And then if you look north, I think it's called Long's Peak. There's another gigantic fucking mountain out there. And I don't know what it is, but bro, I want to go. Just I got to find people that know this shit. And be like, yo, let me just tag along. I know, bring water. Mike Santos taught me good. Bring water.
That nigga from New York for sure. He taught me good.
He taught me good. Yeah. Bring water. But I got to find out, like, one, I want to find out what that place is. And two, it's just one big mountain, bro. And it's all the way up north.
I watched a video of people going up Pikes Peak.
Pikes Peak is fun.
The video gives me anxiety.
So, yeah, that's the map. You start at Grand Lake, and you just hit that. You see them little wines right there?
Mm-hmm.
That's mountain.
That's mountain. That's mountain.
That's that
like
shit.
That shit with earthquake shit.
That's that mountain shit. I can't fuck with it.
This is crazy.
But, I mean, if we can get up there, you know.
And like, look around, take a picture.
I'm down, but.
All right. So,
would you drive it?
No.
I'll drive it.
Because I think me and Keaton are more trusting of you than you are of us. As far as driving.
As long as I said, so
we don't
so
need
here's,
to
here's
get
how
up
I got
there
through
be
it.
All quiet.
Here's how I got through it is I jumped my ass in the back seat.
What?
So I could sit on the on the driver's side
and weigh it down.
So I didn't see the edge of the fucking.
That's how you help yourself.
Yeah.
How you help yourself right there.
But it was weird as fuck because I felt like a bitch.
Okay, here like, we go. That happened.
Had to hit that, like, yo, just, I can't sit right here. Like, so I'm sitting in the back
Uber.
Seat, like. That's what I said. I was like, this is what it make you feel like, but.
Oh, no. I think the idea to get in the driver's seat was a good idea because that way she ain't got a way. Your life and my life, you know what I'm saying? Her life and my life, we just going.
Now they're tied.
Now they're tied together. We tethered. So you can fuck this side of the car up, you know what I'm saying?
That's true.
Leave this side alone. You see something coming, swing that way.
See, it was crazy because we didn't know that we, what the fuck is that?
Is that my phone?
Is that a phone?
That is my phone.
That is your ringtone?
That is,
That's.
That is, I got a new phone.
I said, well, oh, we got you with the ringtone, bro. It's the jazz.
you get a new phone and you don't. That was just one of the few things I didn't think about. Like, oh, let me set my ringtone.
Why wouldn't they just put it to ring, though? Why would it be that jazz?
I don't know what the fuck, man.
They always have it on some weird shit.
That's crazy, man.
I'm mad. I got a new phone.
Are you mad?
I miss my other phone, but.
The Flippy?
My LG, but that shit was so outdated. Them niggas wasn't playing it. That shit was like fucked up. My battery was all fucked up.
Oh.
So I had to get a new upgrade. LG stopped making phones too, so.
LG said they got to make TVs. He said we're making TVs now.
That's right. You Galaxy.
Refrigerators and shit.
Yeah, some Galaxy gang. Gang, gang.
So you Galaxy for real?
Yeah.
Damn. He don't fuck with that space shit though.
Don't fuck with the space shit. Got a Galaxy phone. Got
the Galaxy phone. Yeah.
Not by choice.
Now, nigga, you eat apples, right?
Shit.
I do eat apples, but.
You know what I'm saying?
I just can't fuck with it, man. Like,
be your bite.
Okay, so.
It wouldn't change his entire life over to Apple because he got an Apple product.
You ain't got to change shit.
You got to.
You
got to
get used to your phone work.
I just, yeah, I can't deal with all that. Like, then everything else got to change, but see, yes. Like,
oh, nah. Look at that.
That was
and then it just be like sticks on the side. Like, nigga, what's that stick gonna hold up? That ain't gonna stop nobody.
That ain't that bad. That ain't that bad.
Nah, that's bad enough.
Is that bad enough?
That's
what you see. You see nothing over. Like, you see the top of the tree right next to you. Like, why am I right eye to eye?
The trees don't make you feel safe?
No.
Why don't the trees make you?
Trees will stop you.
I was gonna say the same thing. You going over, man. You stuck now. You ain't even going off the mountain. You just...
Yeah, that ain't too bad.
Not at the top of the tree.
It's going to be...
The top of the tree ain't going to stop.
You're
going to
take a couple tumbles, bro. But these trees are strong, bro. You doubting the tree.
That's what they're there.
They're catching you. Yeah, okay.
You doubting the tree.
Yeah, okay.
Don't doubt the
They oxygen. Caught Sonny Bono.
That is the top of the motherfuckers. And them ain't sturdy, thick trees.
Okay, but you in a...
Them is thin-ass trees, so you know what?
I'd rather have the trees than
It's going to be like stage diving, and it's just going to keep handing you down you hit a rock.
I like the way the rocks on the side of the road, like they're angled, so it looks like it's going to vault you up.
It's not going to do nothing but take you off. So I see why you had to get on the other side.
Because, yeah, like all it takes is a
that would be fun.
A miss little slide and hit that. You know what I'm saying? Them ain't even like smooth like... Hey, if you hit it's gonna save you. That shit might push you over even more.
What's up with all the pile of rocks and shit?
They're
man?
Falling.
Somebody could fuck your shit up.
Yeah. It's a mountain.
I know, but it don't even look like, you know, like one big rock coming out. It just looks like a pile of rocks.
Yeah, it's a pile.
Are not stable.
No, they're not.
That shit'll knock me off the road.
I wanna say I was driving up the mountains or riding up the mountains with a homie, and we were going, and there was a rock, a boulder in the middle of the road.
Oh, yep.
That we discovered.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you guys call anybody?
Yeah.
You did?
Okay, yeah. Good. They came and picked it up. We kept pushing. Ooh.
Good.
Yeah.
But yeah.
It is a boulder. Like,
see how open I'm cool. And then they be coming on the other side. A lot of these cats, it be them Colorado cats. You know what I'm saying? That do this shit
every
weekend. In the Subarus or the Jeeps. And they be hitting them corners hard. You be like, yo.
Yep.
Man,
this is
my first time.
We see him.
Help me out,
kombucha drinking motherfuckers.
So yeah,
damn. No, fucking, I feel the fear.
I go to Red Rocks for everything, motherfuckers.
Yeah,
everybody got some of those.
I mean, driving to Vegas is kind of just fucked up.
I'm a little bit when you drive through the mountains.
You was sleeping though, right? Or was we awake? No, we was awake when we drove through the mountains.
Nah, I remember it because when we came back, it was snowing like a motherfucker.
And I was up front. Y'all put me a co-pilot. Co-pilot. Oh, shit. Me and Ferg up there. Scariest time of my life, I think. It was a blizzard on a mountain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That shit was wild.
Yeah.
But, yeah, man. So,
I had a co-pilot with Jay.
Whew. Yeah.
I had to throw on some weird shit just to keep him on his toes, you know?
That motherfucker kept hitting the sleepy bumps, man.
Bang. Scariest.
Like, oh, what the fuck? Like, damn, I'm trying to sleep. thought it was gonna be peaceful. Like you gonna die. Like,
yep.
Oh man, what other shit can we do this summer?
What do you? Okay, so
what you got, Johnny? You got any
this summer? Not much, man. I don't. You know,
disc golf. You gonna play disc golf?
They got disc golf courses up in Brighton.
They got them everywhere.
They got them everywhere over here,
and they don't even look like anything. It was like a dirt patch, and they'd be like, nope, not right over there.
That's hole nine.
Yeah.
You know what, though, to be completely fair, I would like to like get good enough at golf to go play at some point. Not this summer, but at some point, to play like a hole.
You ain't got to be that dope.
I know, but I got to be able to swing. I can't swing.
Yeah, but all it takes is a couple times at the driving range, you'd be all right.
All right. And then
like,
just to hit it forward.
They have like the golf course right down the street. They have them where they're not super like PGA,
yeah,
500 yards. They par,
whatever. You lose like, your ball and shit.
But like par three,
yeah,
courses, mm-hmm, where it's just like
bing, bing.
Yeah, short little.
Okay.
You can see it.
Okay.
And it ain't. I mean, we went for a workouting.
Mm-hmm.
And I sucked back then, but I think I'll be all right now. Let's do that.
Let's do that.
Go golfing.
I'm wearing the whole suit though.
What they say, hit the
small
links.
Shorts and everything. I have my knees out.
Hit the links. I'm in. You gonna wear it.
You said you gonna do what?
My knees. And my name is Jordan Washington. I'm going.
You gonna get the Argyle shoes and shit?
Yep, man. I might just paint the shoes I got though.
I'm gonna grab one glove to hang out in my back pocket. That's it. That's all you get out of me. I won't ever use that glove either. It's just there for hanging out.
Give me the dry fit polo. You know what I'm saying?
Be out here with a fat boy towel. God damn it, boy. Yeah. God damn it. Why?
Everybody always got to have the fat boy towel.
Par four, nigga. Par four. Let's put the par up to four.
Oh, that's not how that works.
I know. We can't cheat the game.
All right, so Keaton got to start at the very beginning, huh?
I just want to push
this
it up.
This is a golf ball.
No, I want to play like Donald Trump. I want to cheat. No, it's not a par three. It's a par four now.
It's a par four now.
Yes, it is.
when you're rich enough to fucking have your own.
I got $2. Are you going to let me fucking do that shit right now?
Nah,
man. Y'all supposed to be the homie.
I mean.
You know what I'm saying? We all started the first game. Can we push the par up to four?
Oh, we were here from the beginning.
There's handicap tees, I think. I don't know.
Is there handicap
tees? Yeah, you just got to be able to. You can't hit the ball.
I mean, I'm
You've
not.
You've been to the driving range before.
Like
you can hit
twice,
the ball.
Twice.
But you hit the ball.
It wasn't straight all the time.
Hey, shit.
Yeah.
That's part of the game.
My thing is the problem is I've been playing that video game too much.
Supposedly, from what I've heard from most people is you don't really go out there to be like playing.
You go out there to drink.
You go out there to kick it and drink and yeah. So
I don't know if I want to drink that much and drop.
But that's because if you're trying really hard to
play.
You
ain't supposed to get faded. Like they have beer carts. They don't have shot carts. Like they don't be out there getting
Bud Light shit.
Some of them do.
Yeah, okay.
Heather Ridge.
I know some of them. Like you can get some drinks, but like I don't think they'd be getting. I don't think you would go out there to get faded like that. Like
I feel like the people that's going out there on the usual, they get.
What we talking about?
They
him.
Call it.
No, I'm not getting faded like that.
I'm not worried about them. I'm worried about him.
Yeah, because I'll drink 2-3 Bud Lights and be like, oh my stomach. Oh fuck. Oh,
it's so
fuck.
True.
Yeah, I can't really drink beer like that too many times. Like
oh,
too
God.
Many one
wow,
time.
Wow, the sun's beaming on you too.
Yeah, and I got them small shorts. So I'm already self-conscious because my fucking knees is out. So you know what I'm saying?
This nigga, 1875 debutante.
You show the thigh meat. You show them thighs.
I think that's
off.
How small the shorts are when they be wearing.
You said
them.
You're going official, right?
I'm going straight official. Oof. Straight from the fucking thrift store.
I mean, I can't do it in jeans
you like
either.
Tiger Woods, creative player. You go first level. You ain't got no outfits yet.
He just needs that plus
no,
two.
No, first
swing.
Level. I spend all the money I get first on the outfits. Nothing else. Not the golf clubs.
Damn.
Nothing. No skills.
Don't you have some golf clubs?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. This is a possible thing.
You just randomly have some golf clubs, huh?
That's funny.
Mm-hmm.
I got some, too.
I know, but your bag is better. That's the problem.
You got new ones, didn't you?
Who, me?
Or newer ones?
Nah.
Did you upgrade them?
Nope. I still got the same old.
Same shit? Shenanigans?
I ain't been for a while.
Yeah.
Because the last couple times we went to Topgolf, so yeah. You ain't got to bring your own because it's weird. It's weird as fuck.
That's where we get.
It seems weird to me to like. I mean, I guess if you're like seriously into it and you want to be, you know what I'm saying?
You
want to
work on your game
practice
with
your
yeah.
clubs, but like,
If you want to play Angry Birds.
But then I don't. You know, but then saying? I go out there and I be looking like that, and they be like, "Oh, okay, he got his clubs, he's serious." And then I be shanking the shit out the ball. And I'm like, "Now nah, let me get the. I'm just here to kick it with my friend clubs, like the rentals." You know what I'm saying? I just use these.
Hacking it up out there.
Hey man,
that was a lot of fun.
I got a shank like no other. I don't know what the fuck that's about. Give me a golf coach. I just.
You're gonna let him stand behind you.
I play like a video game character. So like I just turn my whole body because the ball always goes to the right. So I just super turn to, so it looks like I'm
that's
shooting.
What I tried.
That's what I'm thinking that's about the entire time too, man.
Yeah.
Fucking Tiger Woods, y'all. Tiger Woods, y'all.
But then when I do that shit, the ball goes straight and it fucked me up. You know what I'm saying? Like
that's the one time you hit it straight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but now we gotta hit the links. We can do that.
Mm-hmm.
You still trying to hoop?
Yeah.
You hooping?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm not going to partake in that, but why I want to watch.
You're fucking tall. God damn it.
I want to see this. I've already played knockout in basketball.
And you lost? Goddamn old three-point shooting ass nigga.
I don't know who won.
You don't? I feel like he's going to shoot threes, step backs and shit. Trying to cross niggas over.
No, he's way better. Yeah, he had a better dribble than me. My dribble is...
Fucking black all the way up. Sure. What do you expect?
I blame my nerdiness.
That's what I'm supposed to do, right?
Yeah, we're not
Riley Freeman.
Yeah, they got so many options.
Yeah, and like, we're not very agile, to be honest. At this size, we're not. I feel the clunkiness right now. Just trying to do anything.
Just sit
in a chair. I'm like, oh fuck.
Stereoscopic arms.
Yeah, just. Doesn't work.
I've got you covered wherever you're coming.
And he just runs right past you. You're like, how the fuck did that happen? I'm big.
Block him from behind. That's what's
got. He dribbled the ball between his legs. I lost the ball and then he was gone. That was it.
He's just big out there.
So, yeah, I don't like playing basketball against shorter guys for sure. Because of that very reason.
I'm going to watch.
But I got good defense. I understand in front of somebody.
John, you know how to rollerblade?
No, very why little. Are you bringing this up again? Why are you doing this very to us?
Oh, we did talk about this.
Fuck, we're not going to do that.
I was going to say we could play hockey.
So you can be Wayne Gretzky.
They got rinks outside. Like, yep. Why not?
They sure do.
I'm wearing all
I got press. Sticks. I got a couple pucks, I'm pretty sure.
You ain't say nothing
we
about
pads. We've been
talking
about this. We've been talking about you this for a long time.
I even got some lacrosse sticks. What?
I can play lacrosse. That'd be cool. I want to catch that thing.
I'm not fast enough for lacrosse.
Fast? I just want to throw the ball around.
I'm not fast. I have a good stride to
well,
me.
Can we just throw the ball? We ain't really going to play lacrosse. I don't think like we can play lacrosse yet. Football. Like, you going to stand we over there. Start. I'm going to stand over here. We just going to flick it
do
at
Do you
each
have a
other.
Couple of those things?
I do.
Bring a couple over next time you come.
Okay.
I want to throw that ball. I want to catch it.
Is he wants like, to play catch in the backyard.
It's lacrosse catch? Dad never played lacrosse catch.
I just got a lacrosse ball, too.
That's crazy. Is it heavy?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Solid. They catch it like that.
It's solid.
Yeah. They do, too.
You know. Yeah,
cock it back.
Oh, man. That motion, that little wiggle thing they got going. Like, they be dipping on that shit, huh?
I want to see niggas play that game. I really do.
There's a couple of them out there, man.
I want to see, like.
There's a cat that was from DU.
I want to see the Golden State
Trevor
Warrior nigga shooting
Baptiste
from
Baptiste or something like that. He's dope.
He wants to see Laquan.
No, I'm
not
trying to see
Trevor.
Like Steph Curry. Can I get a Steph Curry? He just shooting from way back for no reason, laughing at people three for no reason. They don't get half threes.
Outdoor lacrosse does, I think.
They shoot from back there?
They have like a line.
Yeah.
It's like a 2-point line or some shit.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
I won't see niggas shooting from the
but
leg
outdoor lacrosse is wild.
Really?
Like it's just big.
Lacrosse itself is wild because that goal is not too big. But the goalies are humongous.
Yeah, that shit. When that shit blew me for a second, I was like, wait a second. What's that in the goal? I was like, I ain't seen this before. Ain't no fucking way. It's the same niggas.
I took Keaton, what was it, last?
Yeah.
What, 2 weeks ago?
2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago, I took Keaton to the Mammoth game.
Nice.
Because I got season tickets to the Mammoth game. Shout out to the Mammoth.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit.
It was fun.
Playoffs, you know.
In the playoffs. Yeah.
Keaton got to, you know, he got to go. That's the second time
that's
he
the
went.
Second time I went, yeah.
But yeah, he
that nigga came out with that goddamn suit on, man. That's all I'm saying.
They
cheating ass nigga.
They got them Kanye suits.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
That's that same shit. Yes.
Yeah.
Big 80s shoulders.
They be big in there, but they be getting scored on all
that's,
the time.
And that's
what
the I'm
problem
about.
Is because they
I'm
big
like,
in there.
Wow.
Because they big.
They can't move very quick. Move. So it's just
same reason we can't guard
six
well.
Holes.
Yeah.
If you can hit one of them. then you score.
And he always in one spot or the other. Nigga can't do too much. Nigga's like, they just, when they get out, when they're not in play, they lean on the goal. Like, fuck.
Yeah.
What am I wearing right now? Hockey players don't wear this shit. Like, what the fuck? They cheating.
He said, did you get to go down on the field?
No, they afterwards? Stopped doing that. They shit, stopped man.
Doing that.
Yeah.
I had a picture. Naka took a picture of me with the goal.
Like the goal was like, Johnny, want to take a picture?
Yeah. The goal was like, hey, this is the closest you gonna come.
Yeah, you know, that shit's fun. So yeah, I'll bring the lacrosse sticks.
Please. Know? Please, I wanna play catch. Sounds crazy. But it's lacrosse.
Fuck it. Oh man, I wish y'all could see this.
They can. It's on its video now.
Oh, is this? Oh, we're supposed to be working on that, huh?
It's already worked on. It's like I'm just working on editing frame rate.
Okay.
I'm looking for this YouTube video to see how big this goddamn or how little this goal is.
What other shit we going to do? What else y'all got? We're going to make a bucket list.
A summer bucket list.
We ain't going to get shit done.
Well, you can blame the marijuana if you want to, Mr. Giuliani.
Go-kart, we can do some batting if we do the cages. Fast, I need some batting cages in my life.
Batting cage, God.
I fucks with that.
You guys like that a lot. That shit scares
that's
the fuck
our
out.
Range room. Have you noticed? Well, I don't even like go to the hard pitches. I just
want
to hit
I just want
with
the softball.
Bat.
I just toss that up real quick and let me just yank that. That's,
I can't see well, so I miss most of those balls.
That's why I like the driving range too. Is I don't usually try to practice my iron, my chip shots. I'm out there to just smack.
I'm not practicing no chip shot. Yeah, I'm just gonna hit that shit driver every time, no matter what. Even probably the putter.
I still gotta give me a punching bag, man. I ain't got my punching.
You get the fucking Mercury, nigga. Get the nigga.
That shit's so expensive.
It's worth it though. The punch a white. I mean,
nah. Go ahead and finish it.
Punch a white man in the face over and over again. I mean, I think that should be that. If you want reparations for niggas in America. Not only should you vote Keith Lewis.
And the funny thing is they make him look like the douchebag white dude.
Yeah, you
like,
beat the fuck out that nigga for like 20 minutes.
Cobra Kai ass. Yeah, he looked like the Cobra Kai cat. Like, damn. Make you so. I guess you're right. If,
you know, it makes sense.
You want therapy?
I can't find this dude.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, his name is Century Bob. I got his name on my brain. I know nigga to beat the rain.
Look at how big that goal is. Look at how big I am.
Oh.
It's wide. It's wider than I remember.
I feel like you should just be a regular nigga in a regular suit then.
But why? You know what I'm saying? Like,
I feel like you should
soccer goalies got more space to cover.
I was going
to
say the same shit. Soccer goalies a little usually.
It's usually a little ass
nigga.
Yeah.
Nigga 5'5" in a hole.
Because you got to be agile. You got to be able to dive from.
Okay, so what are we talking about here? He got to be agile?
I don't know why I look like I'm out of breath from coming down here though. I wish I could show that shit to the camera.
Oh my God!
I took the picture. Said nothing.
Outdoor lacrosse is different though. Like they, I want to say the goalies don't be wearing all that shit, man. I want to say it'd be like just some sweats and shit.
Yeah, because if you're outside, you at least gotta edge out hot.
Outside, yeah.
I've gone to watch the what's the Denver team?
The Outlaws.
Yeah.
Damn, nigga.
They be doing
sports.
A 4th of July shit. They do a fireworks show at the stadium. So we just. Fuck it. We're going to pay $20 to watch a fireworks show and just happen to get to a lacrosse game. Just in, you know.
Just in time.
I can dig that.
But, yeah, the goalies. Yeah, man, these cats just be.
They just in shorts, man. Because you can't wear that fucking suit outside, nigga, in the summer.
I feel like they're
goalies. But they just get the big ass fucking.
The fly swatter, the pool.
They get the big stick.
The big pull skimmer thing. And then, yeah. But defense, the players got the long-ass sticks out, which is weird as shit. Yeah, outdoor lacrosse is weird because it's just big.
You see a professional tag, bro?
That shit is dope, bro.
I'm trying to get into that.
I like that.
Professional tag.
Nah, I'm cool.
With the little pipes and shit. You just wait for somebody to ring close.
I'm going to like, bing. He got tagged twice. I'll run right into one of them poles. I'm not one of them parkour cats. Like,
yeah, you probably like want some parkour. Shit. I'm just gonna run around the side.
Look how big that fucking field is, man.
No, I don't want to do that shit at all. That's like playing soccer.
Yeah,
But look at them passes, though, bro. Look at them crazy passes.
That shit, they came about with that because people had kids who had ADHD, and they was like, we got to make, okay, so we have lacrosse.
What people, Johnny?
But let's just make it bigger.
What people, Johnny?
You know what kind of people. Punching bag people. The people they make on that punching bag. The people that fly to Colorado Springs.
Oh, shit.
The punching bag people. Well,
we're going to get up out of here, my nigga.
White, are you not 100% white?
Oh, man, that's funny.
Oh, my God. Century Bob.
Century Bob. So we're going to get us a Century Bob.
Yeah. You want to just, $100. You want to just, like, crowdsource?
I mean, but I could, for, like, $70, I can just punch a bag.
Pretty good white man.
Is that
out.
His name? Century Bob?
I think so.
It's no, Century's the brand. Bob stands for something else too.
Century battle Bob. Oriented
white man.
Bully.
Douchebag that usually is in a bar with a shirt that says something like affliction or something like that.
Yeah. It sucks too, because I love that style of shit. Fucking those motherfuckers fucked all that shit up for me.
What's that
I want to wear Fallen Angels on my shirt.
Century Bob. I forgot you got touchscreens.
Touch screen, God, man. See, touching
you,
shit, man.
When you always got these touchscreen ass, old bougie ass screens and shit.
Includes. Oh, maybe his name is just Bob.
Bob. See?
Oh, why would you name him Bob, though?
Because everybody hate Bob.
You know?
Everybody fucking hate Bob. Too blunt, everybody hate Bob.
Everybody hates Bob. I'm trying to think. I was trying to think if there's a Bob I know.
Or Robert.
But I like the Robert I know.
Well, it's your brother.
I know, but I don't have to like him.
Damn, you right.
But I like him.
Okay.
He's a good dude.
Goddamn. Stand I like Robert guy. Too. Shit.
But he's not Bob.
But he's not Bob. If we called him Bob, though, like if we changed
the people
name.
Who were skirting around calling those people, they call him Bob.
Oh, body what? Opponent bag.
Bob. Body opponent bag.
That's what it stands.
I'm going to let you know. I didn't see no acronym. I didn't see no dots in between them letters. Nothing online. That should say Bob. I read it.
That's
why
they call him Bob, though.
Body
why not Chris? Everybody knows a Chris they don't like.
Jerry's. Jerry's usually take it's it pretty Jerry's. Bad. Jerry's are pretty bad. Like, only thing about Rick and
Morty.
I know
a couple of Jerry's.
I just know this terrible Jerry I work with. And
my Jerry.
Your Jerry's not. He's just misguided, I guess.
Yeah.
But not arguably terrible. Like, no,
like human, I hate that motherfucker.
Like, this dude I work with.
I'm going to name my punching bag after him. Yeah. No. Yeah. No.
This dude goes, his name is, he goes, my name is Kojo, but call me Jerry. Like, come on, man.
What?
Yeah, come on. Cut.
My name is Kojo?
But call me Jerry.
But call me Jerry.
That type of shit is irritating. So.
What happened with Kojo? How did Kojo come
Yeah, we.
So his real
did they watch A Bronx Tale and fuck up the name?
I don't know. I'm not going to ask no more. I don't know. I don't know.
Kojo.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Kojo.
Kojo and the Zaydens and the Aidens and the Cadens and the Ladens. Oh.
Kojo and the Jerry, and huh? So
yeah.
So Kojo. Jerry's and Bob's.
Mm-hmm. They usually have bad reps. Josh's.
You know, everybody knows Josh they don't like.
Mm-hmm.
That's because they call him Matt.
Mm. Damn, Matt.
So it was a Matt.
Damn, Matt.
You Are know there you, that many Johns?
John's
I mean, I'm
a good
one
guy.
Of the few Johnnies, but
John's usually a good guy.
John's like, have you known any Johns that you're like, fuck John?
I know too many Nicks.
Fuck a couple Johns. Fuck a couple Johns.
Nah, I know how you got the wording.
Still try to throw it back at you.
Like, I wasn't confused.
You sounded like you was.
No, it was all good.
Okay, now there's a couple.
I don't know of many Johns.
My band director's name is John.
This one,
he wasn't bad. He hated me though. He probably if he had a list
so
of
he's
things,
probably like Keaton,
Keaton's, fucking Keaton's,
Black Keaton's. Those are the worst.
Oh man, they put me in remedial band because I refused to read music.
Well, that's what I have done.
You was Nick Cannon. You was Nick Cannon.
Worse. They were so mad. Because we'd play
just,
things wrong on purpose and shit.
Just talented
well, that means that you were pretty much an asshole.
There you go.
So then he's like, yeah, fuck Keaton.
Fucking Keaton. That dude is like, I hate Keaton. Keaton's. Probably.
I would hate Keaton's too.
I would hate Keaton's too.
Imagine how mad. We don't even know how to play guitar, so maybe that's what he did.
No, he didn't play guitar at all. Tell me to play trombone. And hated probably every minute of
rusty.
That. No. What the first one was?
Oh,
yeah,
oh.
The first.
Got an open mind in Arkansas.
Well, you have to.
They took advantage of a poor young black Keaton.
He just didn't know.
And he wonders why he doesn't want to learn how to read the music. He had to suffer through a rusty trombone.
The first one was rusty.
First one.
Oh, man. What the fuck is going on around here? All right. So what else y'all doing this summer?
That is it.
Any concerts?
Any what?
You going to any concerts?
Man,
nah. I'm going to a baseball game tonight.
I'll try disco. To catch a baseball game. Those are fun.
Disco ringtone, man. I gotta fix that shit.
You like it?
No, I don't.
You want that to be their outro music now?
No. It's not gonna be.
I wanna go out and do different restaurants, shit, boring shit like that. But I wanna do shit like that. Might be going on a cruise next year.
Oh shit!
Yeah. My wife does not like open water.
Okay.
And so we took our
honeymoon. So why not take her on a cruise?
Why don't you get her on the water?
This is the reason, right? So I was like, yo, honeymoon, what do you want to do? I want to do, let's do a cruise or something. You know, let's do a big. Let's go to a different country or something. She was like, nah. I was like, all right. So LA and Seattle it is. And it was dope, but it was a normal trip. It didn't feel like a honeymoon, you know? So then finally she was like, yeah, it doesn't feel like a honeymoon. I don't think it felt like a honeymoon either. It's like, we got to redo the honeymoon. So I was like, but we've got to do something big, though, you know, like that. So she was like, maybe I'll do a cruise. I had to show her the week life of a cruise and shit like that and see how nice they got it. And then she was like, yeah, maybe I could do that.
Yeah, nah, I'm right there with her.
Open water.
The homie be saying open. That, like, man, you got to come. Like, you won't even know you're on a boat. Nah, I still know I'm on a boat.
It's going to be a big
you will always know that you're on a boat.
You're not going to not know you're on a boat.
But... I mean, the biggest whale ever recorded will slam into our boat and die.
Okay.
It is that big of a fucking boat.
This is how far you went with it. Killing whales.
You know, I'm just saying. God what else?
Damn whales.
You'll have waves and shit.
Michael
the boat's
Jackson,
bigger than the waves.
Champion for whales or some adventure. Shit like that.
Like,
I just saw that.
I just saw Michael Jackson on the bow.
What about us?
That's the Jackson music. That's the outro music.
Give me Irv's song. 2 minutes in.
Oh, no.
Yo, what about us? Nigga head just bobbing and shit. He ain't gay. He ain't gay.
Cool. I'm so good.
Oh. You just see all the dolphins and the whales getting blown away by this damn big ass boat.
Nah, man. I'm cool. That's that trust thing. It's like being in the air. Like, I got no control.
So, you
got
to fucking... you got to drive the boat, too.
It fucks me up.
Not having control fucks everybody.
Well, knock us on the ship now. He's captain.
That shit fucks me up on a level like...
What
no
if they let
other.
You smoke?
What if they let you be a captain?
What if they let you smoke?
You're the captain
like, international waters. Just go ahead and spark them up.
I mean, that probably help. That'd probably help a lot.
You think?
That'd probably help.
They got clubs, too, so you can go and...
I know. That's what I'm saying. It'll help take the edge off, so then when I have to... see that shit, I'm just like, ah, oh, that's cool.
That would instantly drive my anxiety up.
Like, I want to ride a train, but then I've seen like the sleeper carts,
yeah.
And I'm like, that shit tight. And there ain't really like a spot to just kick it where it's open space and shit like that. So I feel like after a minute, I'll be like claustrophobic.
Like I
have a motherfucking panic attack.
No,
yeah.
No, never mind then.
The weirdest part is that, like, you look at the train, right, and you see the train in the movies, and in the movies, you've got, like, a seat, and then another seat, and y'all looking at each other, and then you've got the sleepers up above you, you know what I'm saying, so you could sleep, pull out a, you know, play some cards or some shit like that. I want to do that, but every time you go to book a train, that shit got you like you on the bus, bro. You just in a seat, a plastic-ass seat with somebody right in front of you. I'm like, okay.
You got to get one of them sleeper cars.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You
not
know,
sleeping in the car.
And all that
drop
shit.
Me off at the hotel, sir. Have a route with the hotel where I can nigga can get off.
Nah, like you, they got these
and
like,
go sleep in the hotel. You know what I'm saying?
You have a
shit.
Room.
That shit is dope, though.
You wouldn't see. Yeah,
ass window.
I'd just be. I'm claustrophobic. That shit fuck me up. I feel like.
I sleep on the floor of my sleeper cabin instead of
so
up
yeah,
in
like
thing
the boat fucks me up because then like. I start to panic. Like, I can't go nowhere. I'm here. Like, Yeah, you can't
make sure you got a route to the life raft.
Life raft destiny is just my hands. Life raft is Mo Boat. That is not life raft. That's Mo Boat for me.
And now I really don't know where the fuck I'm going if I get on that bitch and dip out like where I'm going.
That's what I'm saying.
It ain't like I'm about to just go home. I can get home real quick. Like I don't know where the fuck.
So I go camping only if it's like a big ass tent with all the perks and all that shit, right? I'm not ready to rough it. That's the way I am with the boat. I'll go on there in the biggest fucking thing that there ever was in the ocean. So it'd
take like a week to sink. Yeah. Just in case something happened.
Exactly. Exactly. I know y'all hiding food up in this motherfucker.
Oh my God.
What happened that one time when niggas got stuck on the boat and
they just ate COVID food.
Just leaving like shit sitting outside their door in bags?
You should probably put that in the ocean. But
that was stupid. You know what I'm saying? Just fucking go shit overboard in the ocean.
Okay, yeah.
Piss overboard in the
ocean.
Get
me out of here. Get me out of here before we slide down there.
Just be shit all over the boat. Oh my God. Just shitting on people below you. You on this
go loop. To the lowest deck, man.
That's the bathroom.
They got it covered. I would put some like pipe and drape.
Now, see?
And
just we're going too far. We're going too far.
Bam, problem solved, man. I ain't gonna shit in a toilet that don't flush.
Because we're having like ending two episodes with poopy. We're ending two with poop.
Take a cruise.
This is y'all's problem.
I want to take a cruise. So that's sometime next year. Honestly, I don't have the want. Besides that one fucking mountain, that I'm like, I don't have the want to go hiking. I don't have the want to do anything this summer. I'll fix my house.
I'm doing all kinds of crazy shit.
I'm trying to get in. Let's get it. I'm trying to do some shit.
This is crazy shit, yeah.
Y'all go ahead. Just let me know so I have the option. Because I'll be at home, unhiked, feeling bad. Because I was like, why didn't y'all tell me? You told us in May, motherfucker. You told us in April you was down with that shit. I'm like, damn, I sure wasn't back then. But now I am. Today I got time, cuz.
Play the goddamn song. Play the fucking song.
End the episode.
Oh, that is awesome. No, keep this shit going. Oh, man. Hey.
See y'all next time.
Two Blood Podcast, y'all.
Keaton Lewis.
It's your boy Naka.
Oh, it's Johnny, man.
Oh, shit.
Man.
I have to title these things.
Have fun with that.